It's 72 degrees right now at 8:30, and time to get the latest on what's happening in the news again this morning. Once again with Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning. Indiana is rolling out a new effort to help improve the health of Hoosiers. The five-year plan engages community groups, schools, and healthcare organizations. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
The six priority targets of the Indiana State Health Improvement Plan are improving food safety, reducing healthcare-associated infections and sexually transmitted diseases, and reducing infant mortality, obesity, and tobacco use. Indiana State Health Commissioner Gregory Larkin says the plan is a community-wide effort.
That includes school systems, public and private employers. What we hope they will see, because so many of these groups I've just mentioned were involved in crafting the plan, is more of a uniform approach to these common health issues.
Larkin says the plan is about more than just public education.
Looking at, for instance, hospitals, how they offer infant formula, and said we want to encourage breastfeeding. We know that helps a lot on obesity and for healthier babies.
Other examples include addressing the exercise regimens at schools and encouraging daycares to provide healthy food options. The full plan can be viewed at the department's website, statehealth.in.gov. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
While we may be getting used to extreme heat, health officials are warning people not to be complacent. Keep on drinking plenty of water, stay in air conditioning if you can, and check on friends and relatives. Autopsies confirm that 83-year-old Priscilla Gill and her 63-year-old stepdaughter Dorothy Gill died in their near West Side home of heat-related complications. They were found last weekend after a postman reported the mail piling up. And the Indiana Department of Labor is investigating the circumstances of the death of an employee at the CE Systems Foundry in Columbus. Authorities say 50-year-old Charles Hulls collapsed at his workstation of a heart attack complicated by extreme heat. The Bartholomew County Chief Deputy Coroner says Hulls was on medication for hypertension and high cholesterol. He had started feeling overwhelmed by the heat last Thursday, but had taken a break in a cool room before he returned to work. Indianapolis Super Bowl organizers say they expect to hear from the NFL soon that a backup weekend won't be necessary. Team owners and players have reached a labor agreement, and the upcoming season is on. Diana Boyce with the local Super Bowl committee says for them, there was never a change in plans.
I didn't hold my breath ever about it. I would say for us, it's onward. You know, we've said and maintained the thought of full steam ahead all along, and this just emphatically says that it validates that we were doing the right thing.
The NFL asked Indy to keep the weekends of February 5th and 12th both open as the lockout dragged on. The Super Bowl is scheduled February 5th. A man charged with reckless homicide in the shooting death of a 4-year-old northeastern Indiana boy is being held on $100,000 bond. A preliminary plea of not guilty was entered for 46-year-old Bruce Pond of Ossian. He's charged with the fatal shooting of 4-year-old Jacob Mashuda of Bluffton. The Wells County Sheriff has said that alcohol was involved and that Pond apparently shot at a light on a pier the boy and his father were fishing from Friday night. Jacob was the fourth Indiana child under the age of six fatally shot in less than a month. And a western Indiana jail guard has resigned after a prisoner's escape wasn't discovered for nearly 10 hours. Vermilion County Sheriff Robert Spence says he accepted the voluntary resignation of guard Phil Burris. Spence says Burris was very upset at his failures. Federal marshals captured 25-year-old Cody Maple in Champaign, Illinois, a day after the July 18th escape from the Vermilion County Jail. More jobs are planned for Allen County. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana business.
Custom molding company R3 Composites Corporation has announced a major project in Allen County and says it will add 400 jobs by 2014.
The Iowa-based company plans to spend $4.5 million to lease the former Meridian Automotive building in Grable, which has been idle since 2009. R3 says it will begin hiring for manufacturing, supervisory, clerical, and management positions for the new center this summer. The state offered R3 more than $2 million in performance-based tax credits. The company makes composite bathroom fixtures, automotive parts, and shipping containers. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Anderson University says it's prepared for the upcoming Colts training camp now that the National Football League labor dispute is essentially over. University Communications Director Chris Williams says the event is a huge boost for the area, with more than 85,000 people attending the camp over last year's 18 days. He adds local business organizations have compiled studies showing the economic impact last summer was around $6.5 million.
That represents certainly persons eating in restaurants and staying in hotels and such. Just from the sheer economic impact, the training camp certainly brings an immense and a very important boost to the local economy.
Training camp in Anderson is expected to begin Monday. Indianapolis-based Calumet Specialty Products Partners says it will acquire a Wisconsin refinery owned by Murphy Oil Corporation for $475 million. That refinery produces petroleum products marketed in the Midwest and parts of Canada. This is Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI.
First person is a new point of view. First person benefit advisors looks at employee benefits differently, with strategies and services for keeping employees and companies well and well off. More at firstpersonadvisors.com.
Inside Indiana Business is supported by Indiana University's Kelly School of Business, providing a personalized approach to business education and career advancement. Learn more at Kelly, kelley.iu.edu.
Rose Hulman Institute of Technology is building a new student innovation center. The building will be the home of the school's Advanced Transportation Systems program and other student competition teams. Two Indiana companies have been awarded military contracts. AM General in South Bend says a $195 million deal provides for a modification of an existing contract involving military vehicles for use in Afghanistan. The work will be performed at the company's Mishawaka operation. Rolls-Royce in Indianapolis has been awarded a $19 million contract to upgrade military engines. Texas-based Nexstar Broadcasting, which is the owner of Fort Wayne television station WFFT, has filed a civil antitrust suit against Granite Broadcasting Corporation. Granite has network affiliations with NBC, ABC, and now Fox in Fort Wayne, which Nexstar calls monopolistic. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather: sunny today with a high of 91. Tonight, mostly clear, low 70. Tomorrow and Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high 93. Thursday's high 96. And Friday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 94. Right now, it's mostly sunny and 72 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It is 8:38 now at 90.1 FM. The four-and-a-half-month-long NFL lockout is history, and the league gets back to work today. Players and owners' reps okayed the deal early yesterday. It'll be a flurry of activity starting today to sign rookies, free agents, and draft picks. The Colts will report to training camp.